Let's talk to Southeast Euro MP and UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a mess?
Total and utter. I was in Somerset on Sunday and I was down there to try and find out, you know, what the situation was down there. And one of the things that I came back with was an understanding that we've got no civil defence structure in this country at all. You know, Philip Hammer's right in a sense. You've got county councils, environment agencies, Uncle Tom Compey and all. But we need to have a proper civil defence corps in this country where volunteers from the local community, using expertise from various businesses, are in a position where if we get a flood, if we get a blizzard, you know, actually there is a structure and a network whereby, you know, people can spring into action. In Somerset, people were ignored. And what I'm hearing overnight in Surrey is that whilst there were lots of people, soldiers, etc., around during the day, this wasn't the case during the night. We need a proper plan for this if this ever happens again.
You're in Surrey today. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I'm, as you said yourself, one of the MEPs for the area. I've been invited down by a local councillor who wants me to meet several householders so they can explain to me what their concerns are. And one of the things that's coming out, and I'm not going to prejudge this until I get there and talk to people, but I'm told that in that part of the area of the Thames, in fact, the calls for dredging have been going on now since 2003. And for some reason, the Environment Agency doesn't dredge our rivers. Now, whether that has been a big contribution to the floods in Surrey, I don't yet know, but I do intend to try and find out.
And so, do you agree with Philip Hammond that maybe the county council should be put in charge?
Well, it's all well and good to rely on paid people to do things, but I'm very struck that this was the government that talked about the big society and volunteering. If ever there was something that people would volunteer for, it's the re-establishment of a civil defence corps. So in every small community and big community, there was a local committee and there were teams of people on a list who, in extremis, would get involved and help. And I think, actually, we'd be better off to rely on the voluntary part of our community to do this than relying on a county council.
Now, I saw people on television yesterday calling for more help from the government, calling for David Cameron to actually come down. But from the sound of it, it sounds like there's even a bit of infighting within the cabinet.
Oh, dreadful infighting. I mean, Eric Bickles went on television the other day and absolutely contradicted Owen Paterson, who was in charge of the floods and then had a health problem. So, you know, they are at sixes and sevens. But I said there's one other thing that I really think we could do and I really think we should do, and that's this. You know, I suffered storm damage before Christmas. I had a cracked chimney, lost a lot of roof tiles, had fencing blown down. My insurance company are partially compensating me for the damage, but not wholly. And I finished up nearly £3,000 out of pocket. Now, okay, I've got a good job. I can afford it. But a lot of these people in Surrey who are being flooded, when it comes to the insurance payouts, will find themselves quite seriously out of pocket. And my suggestion is that a gesture that the government could give is to say, look, we're going to suspend our massive foreign aid budget for a few days and to give a guarantee to people to take a weight off their mind that they will not financially lose from these floods. And that's an idea that I put out there last Thursday. It's being supported now by Tory and Labour MPs, and today's Daily Mail front page is supporting it. And so I really want to try and put as much pressure on the government as possible to say to people, you will be compensated.